setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation. A conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. Folks, your dream is still alive. Your purpose has not been taken away from you. Despite the pandemic or the politics going on all around you, I'm telling you, the world still needs you to show up and be the best version of you. Your purpose isn't about you, it's about others. And we want to help you figure out what that is in your work and through your work and get you in your sweet spot. The intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you love to do, and your mission, the results that matter deeply to you. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. You're one phone call away from clarity. And that clarity will give you confidence to step out and eventually courage when you need it most to stay on the path. You have the answers to the age-old question, what should I do with my life? It's my job to get them out of you. Let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's go across the country. Laguna Beach, California, one of the most stunning places I have ever been in the United States. Diana is on the line there. Diana, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good morning, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Diana. How can I help?
Hi, Ken. So I'm calling because I've been struggling here regarding my current job and my career. I love my career, however, I don't know if I'm in the right place. I was promised I would be promoted as a controller. Instead, they gave me more work that isn't related to my career. And I just feel discouraged and unmotivated. So I really don't know how to move forward or,
You know. Well, I think you begin to analyze what's really going on at the start of your call, which is you love your career, which means the work, the space you're in. You just might not be in the right place because essentially they're not giving you a chance to climb the ladder. Feels like maybe you've hit a lid. Is that assessing the situation?
Yes.
Well, so what has been done to this point? So really all I'm wanting to do is let's make sure that we've got a good checklist of things that need to be done to get us the answers to confirm that that is in fact the case. So have you talked to leadership about this? Hey, you guys promised me the opportunity to move up. Hasn't happened. What conversation has happened and when was the last time that took place?
Actually, this was about a couple of weeks ago. I spoke with the controller and she told me, do not be discouraged. It'll come. The time will come. Right now it's just a busy time. And so I feel like they continue to push back. It's pretty discouraging because I feel like that time will never come.
Yeah, I get it. But hold on. So I totally understand. And you're feeling the way any normal human being would feel. But when you said that to them and they said, be patient, did you say, well, I understand, but what are the things that are going to have to change? Were you able to follow up or did you ask a question that gives you a sense that if this circumstance changed, then we would be able to move forward? Was that discussed at all?
No, it was not.
All right. Well, that's troubling to me. But I think you could certainly ask, say, hey, listen, I know you told me to be patient. I'm trying to be. What would need to change specifically? I think they owe you that. And if they can't tell you what that is, that tells me two things or one of two things. Either number one, they don't know themselves what has to change. Okay. Or two, they have no plan to actually move you up and they're just kicking the can. But I think you go back one more time. Doesn't need to be a big meeting. Just say, hey, I'm just trying to get my mindset where it needs to be, but I would love to measure, you know, or be to have the right expectations. What are the things that would have to change for me to be able to step into the role that you guys say that I can do? And I think that's fair for you to ask. And I think you're going to find out for certain one of those two scenarios I gave you. But once you do that and we find out that, yeah, they don't know or they don't plan to move you up, then it's time for you to go, all right, it's not here. And you start looking for, you know, the kind of work you love to do. You know the career space. So that's good news. You're probably qualified for it. So this is just about, hey, I'm moving to a better place. And I think that's your clear direction. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Medford, Oregon. Jack is on the line there. Jack, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, hi there, Ken. Need to let you know, first, I've worked in the television business for a little over 30 years, been an on-air person, have enjoyed it, had a good long career, but I've reached a point now, and there's kind of a back end of the story, where I'm wanting to relocate back to Nashville. I grew up near there, and I've started a podcast on the side, but as you well know, you've been in that world as well. I need to dedicate a little more time to it. I do 5 shows a day in television right now, so my my creative juices are kind of spent.
Right.
But I'd really like to pursue this podcast that I've got an idea for, dealing with grief from a man's perspective, things like that. I've launched it about 6 weeks ago, and friends of mine in that space say that it's actually done quite well. They think it's got some legs. I'm getting some good downloads, and I'd like to pursue it and relocate. The problem is, with the pandemic, everything going on in the world, you know, I've got concerns because, you know, giving up my salary, giving up my benefits and going to Nashville. But, of course, I could do things on the side as well to supplement my income, you know, until this thing takes off. But like I said, there's a back end as well. We moved up here 2 years ago. And just a few weeks after we got here, my wife was diagnosed with cancer in her bones.
Oh, no.
And she passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was my best friend. It's been tough. That was, like I said, 6 weeks into it. And then a year later, she was gone. We've been friends since high school. But I took it as an opportunity. I feel God has been leading me in a new direction. And that's kind of the direction I've taken this podcast, where I've talked about my journey, what I'm going through, what helps me, what might help you, things like that. Because guys don't talk about grief much. They really don't.
No, guys don't talk about much of anything.
No, they don't. And I've searched far and wide. I find plenty of shows with women. And, of course, you got psychologists, people like that. I'm doing it from my perspective. And I might mention our kids. Our son ended up in Nashville. Our daughter's in Asheville. And, of course, they desperately like me to come back.
How much money do you need to make to be sustained, you know, to not be super tight? How much money would you need to make?
You know, because it's just me now. If I can make $3,000 or $4,000 a month, that would get me going, you know. Yeah. And I probably should mention too, Ken, I have set aside a year's worth of savings. I've got a year's worth of living expenses set aside in cash. And then, but now through her illness, we wiped out our retirement accounts. I've got just a tiny amount in a retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned 60 years old. So it's a little scary thinking about kind of starting over.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot there. So here's what we're going to do. You know how this goes. I got a professional TV guy. So you're a TV anchor right now?
I do weather.
You do the weather. Okay. I've got a break coming up in 25 seconds. So I want you to hang on the line. And when we come back, we're going to walk through what I think are the questions you need to be answering. And then that will help us figure out the steps you need to take. But I feel like the move is imminent, but there's some things we're going to have to do first. So hang on the line. We're going to walk through all the financial pieces. That will give us guidance on what we need to do. So hang in there, folks. When we come back, we're going to give Jack some direction. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path. We're talking about purpose in your work. We're talking about making those big decisions to get you headed towards the dream. All right, so prior to the commercial break, we went to Jack in Medford, Oregon, and Jack's wife recently passed away. He's a longtime television weatherman, and he's considering the move to our beloved city of Nashville. A lot of factors involved. Retirement, largely gone, the money, because of his wife's fight with cancer. And now he is a widower and family here in the Nashville area, growing up kids, trying to decide, do I come this direction? Got a new podcast that he's launched. Got to make that work, but he's still got to make money. So that's what's before us. So we bring Jack back in with us. All right, Jack. So the financial challenge really is the only thing we've got to figure out. Because I think you're absolutely clear. You're very confident in this podcast and this topic that you want to take on. But realistically, it's going to take a while for that podcast to grow to a stage. I mean, and it could go faster, but I always try to be realistic and give folks a real forecast. For you to be able to generate $3,000 to $4,000 a month off that podcast, it's going to take a little bit of time to get that going. So you're going to have to either try to stay in, you know, TV, meteorology, or whatever, if that's an option. If it's not, because you said that's taking a lot of your creative juices for you to put into the podcast, then you're going to have to come up with a day job. And the day job making you, if you can get a day job in Nashville, and I call it day job, meaning it doesn't have to be in your field, doesn't have to be a sweet spot job. It's just you've got the talent to do it, or you've got the ability to just pull it off. And if you can make $3,000 to $4,000 a month, and Nashville's a hot job market, so if you can do that, and get that secured, that would be ideal. The reason is because I want you to be able to at least put away some money for retirement. Now, the fact that you've got a year's worth of expenses is great, but I'd prefer you not to live off of it, because it would be great if you could get a day job. Let's say you're working for a corporation and you're making $60,000, $70,000 a year, whatever it is, and you've got a 401k, and so that's happening. They're matching that. And then you're taking every other dime outside of your basic living expenses, and you're investing that to try to play catch up. That's the ideal situation, because we also have got to think about 10 years from now, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get that podcast going to the point where it becomes your sole income. So I think the move to Nashville makes a lot of sense. Fresh start, great economy. A lot freer than Oregon, I'll tell you that much. And you got one of your kids here, I think you said. So I like the move, and I think you have the right concerns, but I think you've got to stay employed so that you don't touch that nest egg. And it would be great if you get a good job, and it's a day job, will allow you to put all the juice you want into the podcast. But then eventually we go, okay, we don't need the year's worth of expenses. We only need 3 months, maybe, or 6 months, and we take the rest of that $100,000 and we invest that to play some catch up. That, to me, if I'm your son, that's what I'm telling you to do.
All right. Well, that's kind of the thoughts I had, Ken, as well. I had no dreams of just coming there and not getting another job or anything like that. The problem is, I do receive a pretty substantial salary in my current position now, and it's hard to think about walking away from.
How much do you make?
Well, hopefully nobody in Medford, Oregon's listening, but I make about $75,000.
Okay, great. So here's the point. Maybe you delay this a year or two.
Well, can I? The thought of that, Ken. Here's the other thing, Ken.
See, your heart. This is your heart.
I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of being lonely.
I get it.
And being alone on holidays and just. It's just not any fun. And the thought of staying through, I've got a contract that could take me through 2023.
Yeah.
But right now, I just don't have any. The news, too, is almost a toxic situation. It's all negative.
Of course.
It just brings me down being in part of a news division. And the thought of staying here through this, I mean, the other day, I forgot what day it was, Ken, because every day just runs together because I have nothing to look forward to.
Well, man, Jack, listen to me. You just answered your own question. So you've got a situation here that a lot of callers go through. I call it the wrestling match between the head and the heart. So your head is saying, that's hard to walk away from my really good salary, and I got a contract.
Right.
But your heart, as soon as I said, well, then wait a couple years, to stack more money away. Your heart immediately went, whoa, Jack, you better speak up to Ken. And then you just gave us a speech from your heart. You're lonely.
Right.
You're beat down because of the environment you're in. Good night. You live in Oregon. The people of Oregon need to rise up and get some stinking leadership in there that'll treat that place like it's still in America. Now, that's the only political statement I'm going to make today. I don't care what party you're from, by the way. I think a liberal Democrat could come in there and get things ordered. Law and order does not belong to Republicans or conservatives. How's that sound, folks? That way, I've just equally opportunity offended everybody. But you need some leadership in that state. And so here's the deal. For all the reasons that you just really articulated so well, it's time for you to leave. It's time for you to leave. And so there's no more waiting, because your heart is overwhelmingly telling you it's time to leave.
Right. Well, is it okay to, or is it crazy to, I'll be honest with you, I actually looked into getting a place to live there, located the place, put down a deposit. I've gone that far, but my thought is, get there, then I look for the new position, because it's hard looking from Oregon and Nashville.
I agree.
For a job.
You've got the freedom. Yeah, this is where that year's worth of expenses comes in beautifully. You said your son or daughter's already here?
My son is there, and our daughter's in Asheville. So,
well, is your son single? Is he married? What's the situation?
He's married. He's married.
Well, bunk with him for a week or two. That's fine.
Well, no. I'm pretty independent.
Okay, fine. That's fine. I'm giving you ideas, brother. You don't have to do what I say.
I appreciate it.
My point is, I'm trying to push you out the door right now. You need to go.
Right.
You need to pack up and go to Nashville and get a hotel for 5 or 6 days, since you're Mr. Independent. I don't care what you do. But the point is, you need to get here and start connecting. And your son's got a ton of relationships. His wife's got relationships. They got friends who got relationships. You have a lot to offer. Anybody that's as sharp as you are, a professional television guy, you've got a lot to offer.
Well, I probably should mention too, Ken, I actually have more than television experience. I spent 10 years, I sold television automation systems, and I also sold weather systems, so I've got a good bit of sales experience.
Let me tell you something. Nashville is hotter than a $2 pistol, okay? That's how hot this economy is. You just need to come on. It's no longer to wait. Come on. Spend a week, spend 10 days, spend 2 weeks, go back, check on the plants. You know, whatever it is that you've got to do with your vacation time, if you want to walk away today from the television station, that's fine. It's time for you to move. And I think it's a fresh start here. Nashville is one of the greatest places on the planet to live. I love it. I got to stop telling all these people from the West Coast how great Nashville is, because they're going to come here. And can I say this? If you're going to come to Nashville from the West Coast, would you please not bring your voting with you? Because if you vote for the leaders that are out there that are destroying California and Washington State and Oregon, would you please not bring that to Nashville, Tennessee? You know why you want to move to Tennessee? Because of the way we vote and live in Tennessee. So don't come from California and vote like that, because that's what got you in the mess you're in anyway. Can I get an amen, Joe?
Amen.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, it's kind of like all the people that moved to Arizona because of that lovely climate.
Yeah.
But then they brought all their trees and their grass, and now they have pollen just like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of having some fun here, but I'm not going to tell you how you need to vote. But can we just say that we vote majority-wise a certain way here in Tennessee, and that as a result, the living conditions and the business conditions are a certain way? Can we be mature enough in 2020 to hear a statement like that and not get all freaked out? Because I'm not getting into politics all of a sudden. But what I'm saying is that there's a reason why that these states out left are having the problems they're having. The leadership and the policies. But there's a reason why things are so daggum great here in Tennessee. So come on. But you better change the way you act and change the way you vote. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping men and women get clear one call at a time. And folks, when you're clear on what it is that you were created to do, it changes your perspective and it allows you to actually get after fulfilling that purpose. We're going to talk about your purpose in your work. because there is a connection between your personal mission and your professional vision. I want to help you figure that out, and we're going to help you come up with a path to get there. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. I got a little extra juice this segment because there's a cute little girl out in front of the window who's wearing cowboy boots, and she's got her pants tucked in her boots, and she's got the curls and everything. And, you know, it's fun. A lot of people in Nashville wear boots. And so she was dancing around in front of the window before I came back from commercial. And she's just a cutie pie. And I want to mention to folks that we have live guests in our lobby watching the show. I come out during breaks. I try to come out once an hour, take pictures, sign books, the whole nine yards. Anyway, this little girl is just so cute, you know, got her little boots and her curls and takes me back, because I remember the first time I got a pair of cowboy boots. I think I was probably 5 or 6, and I did the whole deal too. There's something about the first pair of boots for a kid. You tuck your jeans in. And I think that there's a certain point, by the way, guys, where that's not cute anymore. So dudes that are out there who need some style help, I'm there for you. If you're getting a new pair of boots, guys, go ahead and pull them over the boots, get them to the ankle. I think it's a good move. But if you're in that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old range, that's pretty cute. But outside of that, you probably shouldn't do that anymore. But I get it. And she's very excited about her boots, and she's just a doll baby. So I wanted to share that visual image with you. We all need more little kids bouncing around with their pants tucked in their boots. We just need that. Let's just collect pictures of puppies. You know what I mean? Just makes you feel good. Can never go wrong with a picture or a video of a puppy being a puppy. You like the Frenchie Bulldogs? Now, this is where you and I, we're both dog lovers. And by the way, we're both doodle owners. And we get some coworkers here that have the Frenchie Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
I must adorable. Tell you, I think they look like aliens.
I know, and they're adorable.
Yeah, I don't think
like
so.
Like little grumpy old men.
No. I think they look like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, yeah.
My kids enjoyed that movie. They're ugly dogs, but to each his own, and we all love dogs.
Cute, ugly.
Joe likes the little cute dogs. You and Debbie have the...
Yorkies.
The miniature Yorkies.
Yes.
They weigh about 3 pounds each.
No, about 10.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Ah, I was going to say 10
no
pounds.
No way those dogs...
Murray's 35.
There's no way that dog is 10 pounds.
Debbie feeds them a lot.
There you go. All right, maybe they're not miniature. But anyway, I digress. How about we help you get clear? 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Courtney joins us there. Courtney, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. Such an honor to speak with you.
Well, the honor's all mine. What's up?
Yes. So I've done your career clarity guide.
Okay.
And several times, actually. And just because I'm currently struggling with, I don't know what my next step is going to be, and I don't know like where to go and what field. Currently, I'm like an administrative assistant, and I would like to jump out of that. And through doing your clarity guide, it went through the talents, the passions, and you know, like what are you naturally good at? And I have listened to your YouTube, and you do ask like, you know, what are you naturally good at? And people always have come to me for like computer questions. I did excel a lot in like computer class in like high school and also history in high school as well. So I it's kind of funny. I work a lot. I feel like both sides of my brain work equally well. So I think this is why it's so challenging for me. I can literally be a very logic person or a very crafty, artsy person. I went to school for marketing and unfortunately, just like when I got out, it was just very difficult to get a job. So I ended up in my current position. So anyways, I'm just having trouble like where I should go next. I have no problem like with change, but there's always something in my mind that's like preventing me. I think it's because when I did apply a lot for my marketing positions and all that rejection, and at first, you know, you say positive, and which I did, but at some point it kind of gets to you.
Yeah.
So I think really for me, my biggest blocker of my own self is I don't want to get rejected again. I kind of need like, I kind of need a guarantee that I'm going to get this.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. So I know what's going on with you. We have a combination of things. You are afraid of rejection and failure, which welcome to the human race. That doesn't make you a weirdo. That makes you normal. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's take a deep breath, because the other thing that's going on with you is you overanalyze the stew out of stuff. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Come on. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. I've got the t-shirt. I am a overthinker as well. Okay.
Okay.
So we got to quiet your brain. And the way to quiet your brain is to listen to your heart. And so what the brain does by nature, its very function is to protect us, right? It's to use logic. Okay. It's to, you know, kind of help us process that logic and then make decisions. Well, the problem is when we're only focused on fear and rejection, and you've had a steady diet of rejection for a while, then what happens is your brain goes, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good. Warning, 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 right?
Correct.
Okay. But if I were to tell you, Courtney, you're standing too close to the fire. Let's say you and I were standing around a fire pit, and I said, Courtney, you're a little close to the fire. What would you do?
Back away.
Mm-hmm. Would you go, well, I can never get around another fire again?
No, I would not say that. I would just, I would back away and get around another one eventually.
Right. Okay. So it's a silly example, but it proved my point. You started laughing. It was like, there's a silliness to our fear. And so we've got to shut the brain down. So we've got to get to the heart. So I actually think you know what you want to do. I think you're actually nervous about saying it, because I think if you say it, you go, well, I can't really say it, Ken, because I'm not 100% sure that I can get there, which means I'm not 100% sure that that's what I want to do. Isn't that what's really going on in your head?
Yes, sir. I feel like...
Say it. I want you to stop thinking. Tell me what you would love to do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail. You were just going to try it. You don't even have to commit to it. So I've taken out all the overanalyzation options for you. What would you try tomorrow?
Interior design or a technology teacher.
Excellent. Now, what's interesting about technology teacher and interior design is I think there's more that connects those two than you realize, and that's what's also causing you doubt. Am I right? You think they're very disconnected. And so you think, oh gosh, one is option A and one is option B. And they're so different that if I do choose the wrong one, I've blown it. Isn't that what you're really thinking?
Yes, sir. I feel like if I choose either one, I feel like I would, and it would not follow through, but I'd be like, oh, I was wrong again.
I know, but here's the deal.
I feel like I'm wrong.
When you did the Career Clarity Guide, did you see the evidence that you have the talent to pull off both of those? You're creative. You see things, what could be, what should be. You have that talent, yes or no?
Yes.
And then the technology and the logic side of things, the way you process information, you are very savvy at technology and thus can teach it. True or false?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So is it possible that both are a great fit? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now we're not choosing between these two wide gaps. I mean, this big gap. We're not choosing between these two different directions. Which one would you absolutely love to do if you think about all day, every day, doing interior design or teaching technology? Which of the one do you think would give you the greatest joy? Say it.
That's hard.
No, it isn't. You have a clear answer, but you're afraid to say it. Say it.
I think I do the technology.
Yeah, I agree with that, because that's what you started talking about. You talked about technology early on and this idea that, but isn't it possible that you could make the moves to become a teacher in the technology space and train others, but also do a little interior decorating on the side? And if that side hustle blows up, well, then we have options. But isn't it possible that you can pursue both?
Yes, I actually do interior design.
There it is, folks. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We are helping you answer the age-old question that every human being has asked and many times wrestles with. By the way, not very many ever answer it. What should I do with my life? 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Michael is on the line there. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Yes, sir. So I am trying to switch career. I'm trying to get into the finance industry, and I'm trying to get a degree in finance right now. Is there any pointers you can point me to how to get in the industry without my degree yet?
So you how long before you finish your degree? And is it a degree in finance, BS in finance?
No, sir. I'm trying to get AS in finance right now. I'm going to school part-time and working full-time.
Okay, and you're working for who?
I'm working for a forklift company.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to switch careers.
Gotcha. What do you do for the forklift company?
I'm a technician.
So you're working on the actual forklifts?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. And how much do you make?
About $25 an hour.
Okay. So I think it is possible that you can move into the finance industry in a non-qualified role. For instance, you know, you've got to get a certain amount of licensing. So, for instance, you don't have to get a degree in finance to be a to work in finance in certain areas. So what is the role in finance? What's the dream role that you're aiming for?
So I kind of like the financial coachings y'all do.
Yeah, you don't need a degree for that.
Yes, sir. I think I'm just scared about marketing myself.
Yeah, but who are your clients? Do you know what a financial coaching business looks like? How would you describe it?
I don't have an idea. All I could think of is the Dave Ramsey Show.
Right, but my point is that once you become a financial coach, you know that that is a straight-up entrepreneurial deal. You got to get the word out in your local community. You know, you got to start coaching people. They pay you to coach them. So it's like an hourly situation. They're going to pay you per hour to coach them.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to take time to build that. But you don't need a college degree in finance. Nobody cares if you've got a college degree in finance. If they know about Dave Ramsey, and even if they don't, and they hear that you're teaching about a really solid way to get out of debt and live like no one else, and you start teaching and coaching, and the word spreads in your area, that's how you're going to make that successful. So really, it's a side hustle. You could come take our financial coach master training here, or do it online, and yes, you can get you know, trained by us, and then you can get in the coaching program where our coaches will coach you how to build your business.
Okay.
You can do that while you're still being a technician. And so now you're making extra money, not trying to find a day job, you know, in the finance area. Because if you had said to me, Ken, I want to be a retirement specialist and a financial advisor where I'm giving people advice on investing, well, that's a different animal. You're going to go work for a firm on that. Maybe eventually you start your own. But if you just want to be a financial coach, that's all you, man.
Yes, sir. I think I kind of want to be the advisor. I think that's my end goal.
Okay, so here's the deal. So again, you need to do the research on what the Tennessee requirements are, but it's not a finance degree. It's a certification program that you take, and then you're a big Dave Ramsey fan. So if I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm finding out what's the certification training requirements to be a licensed, you know, or not. I don't think it's licensed, but you understand what I'm saying. And it's escaping me right now, Joe. I'm sorry. Look that up for what's the certification that a financial planner needs in Tennessee. But the point is, you know what it is. You can find it out, Michael. But here's the deal. Once you get that, you're a Ramsey guy. So you need to go to DaveRamsey.com and find out how many SmartVestor pros, which are financial advisors that have been vetted by us, that Dave recommends our listeners go to, and find out who they are. Thank you. It's the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner Certification. That's all you need.
Okay.
You've got credibility once you get that, my man. And then you start calling up all these guys and gals that are on our website that have gone through our program and go, hey, I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. I got my CFP. I'll take anything. I just want to, if I got to start part-time with you, I want to get in with you guys because I want to get in. And you can get there. But the CFP is what you need, not a finance degree. I wouldn't waste a nickel or an hour on a finance degree when that's not what you need. So okay. Go, man. I'd start doing your research, by the way, right now. DaveRamsey.com. Find out who they are. Who are the SmartVestor pros in the Memphis area? Start seeing if you got a connection. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All are welcome. One caller at a time. We're going to get you clear. And by the way, you have the answers. I think a lot of people are like, Ken, I need your help. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And if you've listened to this program for a week, you'll know that that's never the case. Everybody's got the answers. You just don't know where to find them, or you're not seeing clearly, and that's my job, is to help you kind of rearrange and uncover things. It's always fun when we get these callers to call in. They just feel like they have no idea at all. And then I start telling them, well, you think this is how you feel. Yeah. It's like, how did I know that? It's not because I have some uncanny ability to see things that others can't see. It's just I know what to look for. And so if you'll trust me, you'll call in the program. I'm telling you. You're not going to present something that we haven't seen or heard before, and welcome to the human race. I'm struggling with fear, Ken. Well, so do I. Ken, I'm dealing with doubt. Welcome to the club. Man, I my pride's getting me. Well, you're a human. We're all in this together, and by the way, we're all united by one thing, that we all long to make a difference in this world. We want to matter, and you do. Let's figure out where you can matter the most. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Washington, D.C. I apologize. Picked the wrong column. There it is. Mattis, I love when I do that. She gets the old, see, I make mistakes, by the way, too. So there you go. Dustin is where we're going. And that's in my old stomping grounds, Virginia Beach, Virginia, by the way, where we are live right now. That's fantastic. Dustin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Dustin. How can I help?
Well, Ken, I've been in the Navy for 22 years, and I've been on the Dave Ramsey plan for about a year now, and I'm going to be short of my debt-free goal by the time I transition. And I don't know what I'm doing when I get out of the Navy.
Okay. All right. Well, first, thank you for your service. You're a great American.
I appreciate it.
So, what do you do in the Navy right now? What is your current specialty area?
My specialty area is I'm an aircrew survival equipment. Basically, anything that a pilot wears, it's my job to maintain that. But I haven't actually worked in that field in about 2.5 years. I've just been doing nothing but supervisory and management positions for about 2 years.
Are you managing people that do that work?
No, I'm not in the past year. I've been managing people who do a lot of other different jobs, random jobs, manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Anything basically comes up, it's, hey, go take care of this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, and I make it happen.
Do you enjoy leading and guiding and communicating, all the things that really a manager leader does? Do you enjoy that work?
I do. I enjoy the problem-solving aspect of it.
Yeah. Mostly. Do you like process problem-solving more than people problem-solving? Which one of those two would you rank a little higher?
Processes are easier to deal with because they don't talk back.
Isn't that true? And so you're good at solving process problems from a leadership standpoint. So the question is, do you really enjoy it? And you kind of said yes. And so my question for you is, for a guy who's been in the military 22 years, has that on his resume, the esteemed Navy, right? I mean, this is one of the greatest organizations in the world. You're not a Johnny come lately, been in it 22 years. You've been leading people and leading people well. In process areas, don't you think that's pretty relevant in the private sector?
Well, I do, but my question is, I'm used to a narrow set of operating parameters.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But going out, but doing the process thing in the civilian world is, there's like an unlimited number of opportunities.
Yeah.
How do I narrow that down to the right field?
Well, I don't think field matters as much to you. Because if it did, I think you'd say, Ken, I've always wanted to get into technology, or I'm really passionate about healthcare, or I really love business. You didn't say any of that. Now, you can, if that's the case, but I think for you, it's wide open. And I think that you've got time to be able to think through this. So there's no pressure on this for this phone call. It's why I'm not pushing you on that. Really, where I want to direct you is you start looking in the private sector and look at all the things you're actually qualified to do, and you're actually good at it, and you enjoy it. So for you, you know, a sweet spot job is where you use those talents you bring to the table, being organized, being a good communicator, whatever they are. You didn't mention them. I don't need to know them because you know them. But you use what you do best to do work you love to produce a result that matters. So a guy who likes process work is driven. There's an intrinsic motivator that you enjoy efficiency and order. Is that true or false?
That's very true.
Oh, look at that. How did I know that about you, Rudy? Excuse me, Dustin. How did I know that?
I don't know. I've been in an ordered, structured environment for the past 22 years.
Yes, but you actually enjoy it. So anybody who enjoys doing process work, there's a reason why you like the work. It produces a result that matters to you. The reason I knew that is because talent, passion, and mission work together. So what are the private sector jobs where essentially you are in a management leadership role that's heavy on the processes? They can train you on the processes because you're a very bright guy and you learn the processes the way they want the processes done. You can probably innovate, maybe make them better. You're great at working with people on a shared objective to complete the mission. That's what you've been trained to do. So that could be a healthcare job. That could be a technology, could be logistics and warehousing. I just think it's wide open. So I think you look in multiple fields for those type of jobs. And I think that with your, again, your background in the military, you can step into a leadership position really easily and have something waiting for you. So I think the first step is what's out there in this private sector as it relates to this type of position that I want to fill. Leading a team that is focused on processes, that's delivering order and efficiency. You responded to that like I hit a nerve. That's what you're looking for. Look for them in different industries. Start talking to people that work in those industries. Does the company that you're seeing, does this create a service? I mean, do they offer a service or create a product that you're personally passionate about? What are areas of your life that you are passionate about? Are you excited about healthcare? Are you excited about technology? You love business. Where there's a connection for you, that's a place to look into. Make sense?
Yes.
I think it's wide open for you. I think this actually is a lot of fun because you don't have to know tomorrow. You've got time to do research. So I think you start diving in and go, huh, I could go here, I could go here, I could go here. I'd also really take advantage of some of the relationships you have in the civilian world. That's something that a lot of folks in the military overlook. They think that their experience and talent isn't going to transfer, and that's just simply not true. But I think you start talking to people in the civilian world that maybe work at companies that have folks that are, you know, in the they have a whole team, and every team's focused on process. Every company's got processes. And they need people leading people well. And I think you got a killer resume. And I'd start talking to people ahead of time. You know, start nosing around on positions now that maybe you can't even take, but you want to kind of look into them. And I think the more research you do, which means clarify and verify, it's going to become very obvious to you. And I think you got a lot of ways you can go. So thank you for your service. What you do makes our world and our country a better place. 844-747-2577. Just a little additional teaching here, not just for Dustin, but for the rest of you. What you've got here is Dustin actually has a pretty good idea of what his sweet spot is, but now he's kind of freezing a little bit, and I understand why. He's kind of like, well, what's the marketplace match? Now, I use that term. It's kind of a new term I've developed over the last couple of months. Once you know your sweet spot, and he knows it, we just walked through it. Now you have to look to the marketplace, and so that's the private sector, and we're looking out there, and we're going to go, okay, what are all the matches that are allowing me to fill a role through a job that is in my sweet spot? That is the exercise. And so it's just good old-fashioned, the match game when we were kids. I remember it was one of my favorite games. My mom would dump all these tiles out, right, and we'd flip them all over, and then she'd mix them around on the table, and it was like, okay, go. So I'd turn over one. I'm looking for the, oh, that's a puppy. I got to find the other puppy, and I haven't seen any puppies yet. We just started the game. What do I have to do? I have to pull up another tile, pull it over. Oh, it's an elephant. All right, you're going to remember the elephant's there. That's the process, folks. Don't overthink this. Get after it. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.